Some 8,000 people are expected to make the pilgrimage to the three-day Solid Sound Festival at Mass Mocha in North Adams this weekend, the first of the summer. Since the first festival in 2010, Jeff Tweedy and Wilco have become regular North Adams neighbors. Every other year, the alternative rock band brings together musicians, artists, and comedians for a weekend of great sound. Solid Sound.
It's quite a weekend.
Mass Mocha's Jody Joseph says the first Solid Sound Festival drew about 3,500 people. She says this year it's blown up, easily attracting 8,000.
So Wilco, the American rock band Wilco from Chicago, comes to town every other summer and basically takes over Mass Mocha's entire campus.
And they have devoted fans.
It's a responsible, respectful crowd. So Wilco, as great as Wilco is, the band, their fans might be even better.
Festival goers are excited to see performances by Television, Peter Wolf and the Midnight Travelers, Jeff Parker Trio, Alloy Orchestra, and Big Thief, and many more. Comedy includes sets by Eugene Merman, John Hodgman, and Nick Offerman, to name a few. There will also be yoga and puppet shows and hiking, not to mention all of Mass Mocha to explore. Joseph says lodging, restaurants, and cultural venues will have their hands full.
They're checking out the Berkshires, the landscape. They were looking for local hikes and other cultural institutions, so we're sending them to the Clark and to the Williams College Museum. Locally and near and far in Berkshire County.
In 2012, a study from Williams College found the first festival generated $1.2 million in spending in the region. And Joseph says this weekend will bring in a lot more money.
So we really hope that local businesses, that these local communities feel the presence of Solid Sound, get some dollars into their cash registers, into their pockets, and that people in Northern Berkshires are all reaping the spoils of this event.
North Adams Mayor Richard Olkenbright says hotels across the Berkshires are filling up fast.
The economic benefit to the city is huge. I mean, there isn't a room available, my understanding, within probably a 40 or 50 mile radius of the city.
And so there are two campgrounds along Route 8 in North Adams and Adams. Again, Joseph.
We serve those with a shuttle line, so people really move into the Northern Berkshires for the whole weekend.
With so many people together in the city, Olkenbright says safety is a concern, but has never been a problem.
Not to say that we haven't helped a few people home, back to the campground or whatever, but we haven't had one arrest.
Joseph agrees that the weekend should go off without a hitch.
We've never had an incident with the fans of the concert. So, yeah, it's always been a trouble-free weekend. Knock on wood.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm J.D. Allen.